You're listening to a message from Victory. Join us as we dive into the book of Romans to understand more about the power of the gospel in our series, The Gospel Explained.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, Victory Metro East, and we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. Itutuloy po natin ang ating series, The Gospel Explained, and we are now in chapter 7 of the book of Romans. And dito po sa chapter 7, I will be focusing on the latter part of it kasi naniniwala po ako na ito po yung mga passages that all of us, okay, will be able to relate, and this is where we're going to live our Christian life day in and day out until Jesus returns. And so let's go directly into the Word of God and let us read Romans 7, chapter 18 to 25. For I know that nothing good dwells in me that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. And if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. Lord, I pray that you would bless the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Alam niyo po, no, whenever I would read chapter 7 of Romans, there is a rap song that was popularized by a group named Death Threat that would ring in my head. At yung kanta po nila, no, I'm sure very familiar po tayo dito, gusto kong bumait pero di ko magawa. No? And so, yan yung po yung kanta na yan. And there's actually a hint of truth in that song. No? There are conflicting desires within us, a struggle within. And we would desire to do what is right, yet later on we will find ourselves doing what is wrong. Meron pong classic na storya, no? At ang title po nito is The Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, where the evil Mr. Hyde and the good Dr. Jekyll is the same person. No? This story was also the inspiration of Incredible Hulk and the Two-Faced Man in Batman. And the author, si Robert Stevenson po, was asked, where did he get the idea of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, no? And Robert Stevenson, a Christian himself, answered, I found it in my own nature. And he said, I find there is always a struggle with the beast that lives within me. You see, this conflict of desires, this struggle within is true even among us believers. We know that Christ has died on the cross for our sins. We know that we put our faith in Him as our Lord and Savior. We have daily quiet times as regular as we can. We serve, we honor God, we make disciples. But then at times, we find ourselves defeated. We have given in into sin. Tama po ba? And so as Christians, we will still sin. No? If I say I am not sinning anymore, my wife will be the first one to testify against that. You see, of course, as Christians, we want to honor God. We want to please God. We are now dead in sin, made alive in Christ. We have a new master, and we desire to do the will of God. But at times, we find ourselves doing completely dishonorable before the Lord. In fact, I would dare say that most of us, if not all of us, okay, we are struggling with sin or have struggled with sin in the past. It's that area of our life that we know is displeasing to the Lord, but it just keeps on hanging on. No? We are watching things that we should not watch. We are saying things that we should not say. We are doing things that we should not do. And maybe our temper is just continually getting the best of us. And I know that is true for myself, no? And if we will just be honest, we all know that there is always that Mr. Hyde in each of us we still become incredible Hulk, no? And we still manifest this conflict within, okay, this struggle within. And Paul talk about this struggle. Romans 7:15 says, I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. Verses 18 to 19 says, for I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. And so here with Paul, the struggle is real. Paul tells us that there are two Pauls within him. No? One wants to do what is right, and the other wants to do what is wrong. And these two men share one body, and they fight over everything. He finds that he is hindered when it comes to doing what is good, and he is helped when he is doing what is wrong. Bakit ganito? Why is this so? You know why? Because we have two natures. As Christians, we have two natures. We have the nature we were born with by Adam, the fallen human nature, and the new nature implanted to us by the second Adam, Jesus Christ, when we were born again. Wait, I thought that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, the old is gone, and the new has come. Yes, that's true. We have received a new nature, one that desires to do the will of God, to please God. We have been made alive in Christ. However, until we are here on earth, on this earthly body, there will still be the presence of sin in our fallen human nature and in this world. And you may ask, but I thought that all this gone. What has gone? Well, gone is the power of sin in our lives. It is broken. We are now dead to sin. It has no more hold on us. We are not anymore slaves of sin. It has no mastery over us. But sin will still try to lure us, to tempt us, to seduce us. But now that we have been born again, we now have the capacity to say no to sin. Why? Because we have the new nature. We have been born again. We are now in Christ. And so there is struggle between the new nature we got from Jesus and the old nature we inherited that we got from Adam. And makikita po natin yan in Romans 7 verse 18. For I know that nothing good dwells in me. I mean, this is Paul talking in the present tense that there is nothing that good dwells in him, that is in his flesh, that is in his human nature, the old nature. He wants to do what is right. That is the new nature, but he was being hindered. But I can't. Why? Because of the old nature, his flesh, his unredeemed fallen nature in constant struggle and fight with the new nature that we have now that we are in Christ. Verses 20 to 21 says, now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. Again, that is the flesh, the old nature. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, again, the new nature, evil lie close at hand because of our humanness, because of our human nature. And in verse 25, it says, so then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, again, that's a new nature, but with my flesh, I serve the law of sin. Again, that constant struggle, that conflict, that war within. And even Galatians 5:17 says this, no? For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed, fighting, in conflict with each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. And so our sinful nature loves to do evil, which is the opposite from what the Holy Spirit wants through our new nature. And the Spirit gives us desire that are opposite, that are contrary from what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. Even Jesus, when he brought the disciples with him in the Garden of Gethsemane to pray with him, all right? And so in Matthew 26:40 to 41, Jesus really observed this conflict that is happening, you know? And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So could you not watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray, all right? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And so here we would see a struggle, okay, between the spirit and the flesh. And so there is a struggle. And so what can we learn from this? What can we learn from these conflicting desires in us? Well, number one, it tells us, okay, that if we are struggling, having this two nature, it means that we are saved. Okay, that we are believers. Verses 22 to 23 says, "For I delight in the law of God." I mean, a believer doesn't find delight in obeying God's law, but a believer does. Okay? And so here Paul says that he delights in the law of God in his inner being, in his new nature. "But I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members." And so we can see here that Apostle Paul, as a believer, loves obeying God's law. However, he is also honest to say that he is guilty of doing the opposite. A non-believer will not have these conflicting desires. Only a believer. There is no struggle for a non-believer to do sin. Sin is natural for him to do. Why? Because he is dead in sin. He is living in sin. To do what is wrong is but natural. An unbeliever, okay, will not feel weird to do what is wrong. Kasi automatic lang talaga because of the sinful nature to do what is wrong. Kaya nga po, pag meron tayong nakikitang bata, ang bata pa lang, wala namang nagturong manakit, wala namang magturong selfish. Di ba? Pero bakit ganun yung ina-act niya? Why? Because by nature, it is sinful. But now that we have been born again, we have a new nature, and this new nature and the old nature, they are in conflict with one another. And so if there is a conflicting desire, if there is a waging war within us, you know what? It means we are saved. We are believers. And the only people who would really struggle with this kind of conflict within are Christians. Okay? And for people who are not yet believers, I mean, they would not have a struggle. Okay? Yung namumuhay sa kasalanan won't feel the weight of sin. He won't feel weird that he is sinning. For example, ano, meron pong isang bata, a young man, and he is carefree and disrespectful, and he came to a pastor one day and he wanted to ridicule the pastor because the pastor has been teaching about how man is under the weight of sin. And so the young man said, "Pastor, you have been saying to us that we as sinners carry the weight of sin. But Pastor, how heavy is the weight? Is it 10 kilos? Is it 20 kilos? Is it 50 kilos? Is it 100 kilos? How come I have never felt the weight of sin?" And the pastor thought for a moment and replied, "Son, if I were to put 50 kilos on a dead person, would he feel that weight?" And the young man got the point and left. Why? Because a non-believer is like a dead man. He won't feel the weight of sin. He won't have conflicting desires. Why? Because he is dead in sin. And so the inner man, the new nature wants God, but the new nature wants the world. Thankfully, there was nothing wrong with Paul's salvation, and there is nothing wrong with yours. Even though Paul struggled with his flesh, he was still right with God. In fact, at the instant of our salvation, the believer is as right, is as righteous with the Lord as he will ever be, and that will never change. Okay? When God made us righteous, when God justified us, our legal status will not change. Kaya nga po, no, pagka ikaw ay tumanggap kay Jesus, and you sincerely believe, and you have received that gift of salvation, though we're still living in the flesh, kapag namatay po tayo, we'll still go straight to heaven. But the flesh would remain here. It would decay, no? And so we are justified by faith, and the condition of the flesh can never change that truth. Now, that is not a license to sin. That is not a motivation. That is a motivation for holiness. It is not an excuse to be sinful. Rather, that's a notice for us to be mindful and to be careful. You know, meron pong kasabihan, no? Sa mga Hudyo, no? The Jew says that in every man's heart okay, is a black and a white dog. The one he feeds the most is the one that becomes the biggest and the strongest. And our prayer is that we will not gratify the desire of the flesh, but of the spirit. Amen? And so this is what the conflicting nature tells us. It tells us that we are saved. But at the same time, it tells us that we are imperfect. We are a work in progress that God is not yet done with us. And in verse 14, no, balikan lang po natin yun, makikita po natin another conflict, no? For we know that the law is spiritual, that the law is holy, that the law is righteous, but I am of the flesh. You need to say, I am in the flesh. I am of the flesh, sold under sin. Ibig sabihin yan, because of the human nature. And so here lies another conflict. Paul saying that the law is spiritual, it is holy, it is righteous, that the law, that God's law is good, but his flesh, his fallen nature is not good because of sin. Again, let me just say that the physical body are mine. Okay? They are not evil in of themselves. No, they were created by God. Okay? And God, when he created man, says it is very good. But in Genesis 3, something happened. Man fell into sin. And so because of that, a lot of things had happened. This is not what the world God intended it to be. We are not the people God intended us to be. Sin has radically affected us and creation. Sin has taken what is good and twisted it into a self-centered evil. And it is for this reason that Jesus Christ came to redeem us, to save us. But right now that we are saved, the body and the mind have become the battleground of temptation and sin. And so Paul feels the battle, the struggle. And here we see in verse 14 that God's law is perfect, but Paul is saying that he is perfectly imperfect. That the more he know about God's law, all the more it magnified his utter sinfulness. That the more he discovered the holiness of God, the more he discovered how sinful and wicked he is. Yes, we are saved, but still imperfect. You see, Christians are already righteous in Christ, but we are not yet perfected until the day of redemption. And in many places in the Bible, particularly in Paul's letter, this reflects his emphasis on both the already aspect of salvation, that believers have been saved. Yes, we have been saved. Tayo po ay ligtas na. And the not yet aspect of salvation, that believers will be saved ultimately for all eternity at the return of Christ. And that is where we will get our glorified body. Okay? But right now, while we are here on earth, we will live in the tension between the already and the not yet. And so Christians like you and I will still struggle with sin all throughout our lives. And this struggle is a normal part of Christian living. Struggling with sin is normal, but for a Christian to live in sin is not normal. Though we will not be sinless in this life, but by the grace of God, we can sin less. Why? Because God is working in us. God is sanctifying us. God is transforming us even in the midst of this struggle. Peter Pilpoth, okay, an evangelist, shared what led him to surrender his life to Jesus. And si Peter po, no, he was working, okay, as a blacksmith, and meron po siyang kasamahan, ano, ang pangalan ay Tom. And Tom is the tallest, he is the biggest, he is the strongest blacksmith in the shop. And they call him Big Tom. And aside from being the tallest, from being the biggest, from being the toughest, he is also the meanest. All right, he is the most wicked. He always is drunk. He swears a lot. Okay, he was very mean to everybody. He is feared or was feared by everyone. But one morning, came Tom into the shop. Okay, very different from what he used to be. And later he shared that he got born again in an evangelistic service. Okay. But the men in the shop, okay, hindi po sila naniwala kay Tom. Ano? And so they began to bet, nagpustahan po sila na eventually, yung Christianity itong tito, panandalian lang yan. Okay, babalik rin siya sa pagiging mean, okay, sa pagiging bully niya. And so sila po ay nagpustahan. Okay? And so, later on, ano, meron pong nag-serve ng coffee, no? One of the servants in the shop. serve a hot coffee to Tom, and accidentally yun po ay natapunan po si Tom ng mainit na kape, no? And everyone was expecting for him to be angry. Everyone's expecting him to react. But then everyone was shocked because Tom was so gentle and even helpful to the servant. He was not mad. In fact, he was very kind to the servant. But then that didn't deter. Yung mga kasamahan po ni Tom, patuloy pa rin po sila nagpustahan. Sabi nila, pustahan tayo mamayang gabi. Iinom ulit siya. Pagbalik na rito bukas ng umaga, may hangover yan. Kinabukasan, nagulat po sila. Sapagkat si Tom po, okay, hindi lang siya, wala po siyang hangover, tapos maaga pa po siya sa shop. And so after a while, tinigil na po nila yung pustahan. Eh dahil po talaga nakita nila yung pagbabago po sa buhay ni Tom. And so one day, no, while Tom was working hard, okay, hammering something, okay, doon sa kanilang shop, no, he accidentally hit his finger. Grabe po, napasigaw po si Tom, tapos napamura po siya, no? Okay, and everyone in the shop was shocked to hear Tom swear again. And Tom could have just pretended nothing happened or tried to justify what happened. Instead, Tom fell to his knees, okay, prayed to God and asked the Lord for forgiveness. Okay, and then he wiped his tears, he smiled at everyone. At ito po yung sinabi niya, no? Sabi niya, fellows, I want you to forgive me. I didn't mean to swear. The Savior has forgiven me. Would you please forgive me as well? And so in subdued silence, everyone nodded to Big Tom and went on to what they were doing. And so Peter Philpott said, it was the sight of Tom on his knees publicly asking the Lord Jesus for forgiveness that touched my heart so deeply that I could not resist until shortly afterwards I too accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the conflicting desires within us tells us that we are not perfect. No one is perfect, but that should not stop us from being authentic and coming into the Lord and projecting a perfect life. Okay, if we will live this kind of life of being authentic na alam ng tao na nagkakamali tayo but we would ask forgiveness from them, okay, baka mas maraming pa po ang makakilala kay Lord tulad nung nangyari kay Peter Philpott. And so, imperfect but being transformed. And so, that conflict means we are a work in progress. And so, this conflict would continue on. Okay, kaya nga po sa verse 24, no, sabi po ni Paul, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? And so, Paul was saying, okay, that he was miserable. What a wretched man he was. This was Paul the Apostle. He wrote most of the New Testament books. He was used mightily by God to advance his kingdom. But he was saying here, what a wretched man that I am. Hindi sinabing that I was. He said, what a wretched man that I am. That means he's horrible, he's hopeless. He goes on to say, this godly man crying out, who will deliver me from this body of death? Now notice, where is his problem? It is in his body. And this is a body of what? This is a body of death. And he was crying out to the Lord to deliver him, to rescue him. And this word, deliver, rescue, it's used to denote the act of a soldier who runs to his comrade in the midst of a battle and he rescues him from the enemy. And so the body of death is very interesting. It literally refers to the body which is subject to sin and death. It is the unredeemed mortality. It is the body, the members of the flesh, the fallen human nature. And yun nga po, no, meron po nagsasabi, okay, that near Tarsus where Saul was born, that there was a tribe of people who inflicted a terrible penalty upon a murderer. Kung ikaw po ay isang murderer at nahuli ka, alam niyo po kung anong parusang gagawin sa'yo, itatali ka dun sa taong pinatay mo. Okay, head to head, chest to chest, body to body, thigh to thigh, foot to foot. Yun po yung parusa, no? And this was the punishment until the decay of the dead body would kill the murderer himself. And so tight were the bonds that he could not free himself. And so a few days is all it will take for the corruption of the dead to pass on to the living and take his life. And seemingly, parang ganito po yung sinasabi ni Paul, ano? When Paul looks at himself, okay, and he sees that his own case and senses that he is face to face, chest to chest, thigh to thigh, foot to foot to something that is dead and corrupt and sinful. And then he cried out, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" And makikita po natin yan in Romans 7:24-25. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God, the answer is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yes, these conflicting desires tells us that we are saved, that we are imperfect, and that our only hope is Jesus. Our only hope is Jesus. There's nothing we can do by ourselves. Obeying the law will not remove it either. But Paul said, thank God. Thank God the answer is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Jesus is the only one who can give us victories in this constant struggle from the conflicting desire within us. Sabi po ni John Stott, no, a pastor and theologian, the Christian life is a life of continual struggle, of victories and defeats, and Christian victory comes only when we totally distrust self and completely rely on the provision of God. It is when we recognize our imperfection and recognize that it is only Jesus Christ, the provision of God, who can help us, that we will receive help from the Lord. And so Paul cried out, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" And the answer follows immediately. The one who has delivered Christians once for all, and the one who will deliver them day by day, is Jesus Christ, our Lord. It is Jesus who saved us once and for all, and it is Jesus who will deliver us day by day. It is Jesus who saved us, and it's still Jesus who will sanctify us and transform us. Listen. The whole reason we struggle is because God is at work. The very fact that there is a battle inside of us should cause us to rejoice. There wouldn't be any battle unless God is at work. If I was dead in sin, there wouldn't be a battle. If I was spiritually dead, I would just indulge in it. I wouldn't fight it. I would just do it, have fun with it. The fact that I struggle and battle only proves that I'm a child of God. So the battle itself also shows the possibility of victory. We don't just struggle with sin, we struggle because we know victory is possible. And so let me encourage you today. There is a struggle, but there is also victory. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. How would this victory come? Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify, you will not fulfill the desires, the lust, the cravings of the flesh. How are we going to achieve victory in this struggle of the new nature and the old nature? It is walking by the Spirit. How is that? Yan po ang pag-uusapan natin next week. Okay, so tune in next week. But then again, you know what? If you have fallen, you've been struggling, you're battling, but you have fallen, you know what? Don't let this struggle disqualify you from the race God marked out for you. It will be a continuous battle. it will be a continuous conflict, and in some of this conflict we will fall. But you know what? I thank God for the good news. After chapter 7, chapter 8, verse 1, here's what it says. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Yes, there is a struggle. There is a conflict. The thing that I want to do, I cannot do. The things I don't want to do, I do. But guess what? Sabi sa verse 1 and chapter 8, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He has saved us. He has made us alive in Christ. And in this continuous struggle with our humanity, with our fallen human nature, it is the same God who will deliver us. And that is through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want us to pray right now. And I want to pray, maybe you're here, you're struggling with sin. And there's just intense battle. You know what? God would save you from the penalty and the wrath of sin. He would save you from this struggle as well. And so would you call upon the name of God? Maybe you have fallen away. Maybe you are tired of struggling and it seems like the struggle is disqualifying you from this race. Guess what? Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Just if you are in Christ Jesus, would you go back? Humble yourself before the Lord. Or maybe you're here. And maybe in a sense, you understand that, man, yeah, I need God. I have been living in sin. And I don't want to live this life. Guess what? It's only Jesus who would be able to save you as well. And so I encourage you, if you're one of those people that you have not yet surrendered your life to the Lord, or you know that you have surrendered your life to the Lord, but you're struggling, you have fallen, and you have continued on in that defeated kind of life, would you come back to God? Why? Because He's not condemning you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to free you from this defeat. And He would want to strengthen you so that you will be victorious. And for those of you who would want to accept Jesus also as Lord, He would definitely save you. And so would we humble ourselves before the Lord today and ask God, Lord, we need you. And if you're one of those people, would you please pray this prayer after me and say, Lord, I humble myself before you. Lord, I know I'm living in sin. I've fallen away from you. Struggling left and right. But Lord, thank you for your promise that therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, I humble myself before you today. Lord, would you forgive me for the sins that I have done? Lord, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of sin and death? But thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Lord Jesus, would you save me? Would you deliver me? Lord, I am repenting of all my sin, and I am making you as the Lord and the master of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. All right, God is good. Amen. And again, tune in next week. How can we be victorious by walking through the Spirit of God? Amen. Let me speak a blessing to you as we close the service. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and look with favor towards you. May the Lord grant you peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.